is Gzeilus v'Chabalus are put together, right? Why are Gzeilus and Chabalus put together? They're put together because Chabalus begufo and Mamono, when you steal, you're striking someone's property. So go ahead, Yosef. Let's see. Mali Chabal.
Mali Chabal begufo, Mali Chabal b'Mamono. Mamono Havale l'Menaka b'Reisha shekein derech b'chol makom b'lashon makom b'lashon Mali l'Hakim b'Hashut k'da.
Right, so what does he say? He says, "What? Whenever you use the expression Mali, which one comes first? So the one that comes first is supposed to be the more simple one, okay? And therefore, he says, we find this other places in Shas. Where do we find this in other places in Shas? Go ahead. The Gemara says if you have a Shomer Chinam is chayav only in what? In negligence. Let's say the cow that you're watching gets out and it goes out to the agam, to the swamp, and damages something. What's the din in that case? The din in that case is that you're potter, according to one shita. So we say that if you're shita, according to Rava, in the name of Rabbi, you're potter, because it died Kedarka. If it would have died here, it would have died there. So which one said first? Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. Which one is more Pashat? Which one is more Pashat? If it would have died here in the house, it would have died also there. What's the difference? See, whenever you use the expression Mali Mali, the first one that is said, Yon is the most simple one. Okay? Go ahead. Vechein. What's that talking about? Do you know that there are seven liquids that are machshir something in the Kabbal Tumah? It's called Yad Shach Adam. You know what Yad Shach Adam is? Yad Shach Adam is... I left all the markers in my... there's one right there. Thank you. Yad Shach Adam, seven liquids that fall. What's the din? Yad Shachat Dam. This is Yayin. This is Dvash. From a bee, not from a date. Shin is Shemin, from an olive. Ches is Chalav, milk. Tes is Tau. Dalet is Dam. Mem is Mayin. Those are the seven liquids. And the seven liquids are Machshir to Mekabel Tuma, a fruit or vegetable that has been detached off the ground. Shalom Aleichem.
My name is Moshe Eitzer. I come from Cleveland. I've been coming to get the Chanan now for many, many years. We distribute money twice a year for Yom Noroim and Purim. It's over 400 families in Eretz Yisrael. These are penurious, poverty-stricken families. If you figure out over 400 families, something worthwhile to each family comes out to a lot of money. Over the last number of years, it didn't used to be that way, but over the last number of years, over 80% of the money we send comes from Yitzhak Chonitz alumni. Some of these alumni were Bokharim when I first began. Many of them are now professionals and people of means, and they send accordingly, a lot of money. Whatever they send, we have no problem distributing it. If we don't get Chas V'Shalom what we would like to, then we have to cut down on the number of families. So I ask you, the two reasons I'm involved in the stock is it's probity, it's fairness. We check out the families from time to time as their needs vary, so the stipend that we give them. And every single dollar you give goes to these people. Every expense incurred, and there are expenses in getting the money there, does not come from this money. It's covered elsewhere. So it's an honest tzedakah, and it's a complete one. And that's the reason I'm involved with it. I ask you, please, to do whatever you can now. Herschel Schachter is a personal friend of mine. He calls me up on Say Yom Kippurim. Whatever money he has in hand at that time, or even committed to him at that time, will lay out the funds. So whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, everyone wants to give stuff, especially for Yom Noroim. You'd like to think some of it goes to where it's supposed to go. Yet everything goes to where it's supposed to go. It's honest and it's fair. So whatever you can do through friends and family, please do. You can make out checks to my Shul's charity fund for purposes. We simply turn it over. That's Congregation Torah Utefila Charity Fund. So gentlemen, please avail yourself. Can I ask you to... How are you?
Hey guys.
Are you going
to be here later? I go to the 230 million, and after that, I'll check the analysis into whoever's here, and then I can go to Rabbi Hirsch subsequently with Rabbi Shach. I'll be there, Mr. Shem, at least until 3:15. And the block is next.
I think most of them are saying, I think so.
I wish you should always be on the giving side, but you never have to be on the other side.
Hey. Okay. Take three, right? Okay. So Tosa's saying whenever we say the word, thank you, Ellie. Whenever it's Mali Mali, the first statement is always the most poshut one. Okay? So the first. Can you guys see that on the board? Yad, Shachat, Dam. There are seven liquids that if they fall on fruit or vegetables that are detached, can make something ready to makabel tumu. If a dead rat would fall on them, then they would become tummy. The liquid doesn't have to be on them when the dead rat falls on it, but the liquid had to have once been on it, even if it dries off afterwards. It's mukshir. You know what mukshir means? Ready to makabel tumu. So these are the seven liquids. Yayin, Dvash, Shemer, Chalav, Tau, Dam, and Mayim. Now, blood, we know from a dead animal, okay, the Gemara says, in that sugya, you know, it doesn't list the daf here in Chulin. Did you notice that? It says in Sarshas, daf lamed heyem at base. Correct. Very good, Yosef. Okay? So what's the halacha? Dam that comes out of a behema, halacha lemaisa, that is considered to be alive, is not mekabel tumah. Dam that comes out of a behema that is dead, halacha lemaisa, is considered to be what? Is considered to be makshel lekabel tumah. So dam shiyotza mimakash shekibla behema ain't a makshel lekabel tumah. It's not a mashka. But I would have thought that it would have. Why would I have thought that it would have? Mali katola palga. Mali katala kulu. Because when you give a bruise to someone, you're killing blood vessels. So it's a semi-killing. You follow me? So just like blood from a dead animal is machshel lekabel tumah, I would have thought blood from a live animal, kamashimlan, the din is not. But when the Gemara uses the expression, it says mali katala palga. Mali, what is the expression? Mali katala kulu, mali takabalga. Which one's more simple? That it's makabel tumah, that it's machshir, the dead one. That's katala kula. Katala kula is when it's dead. When it's dead in the house, for sure you're obligated to pay. Go ahead, Yosef, next expression.
Ezo Neshach over there, also in Kulon, I guess.
No, Bob Metzia, Ezo Neshach. Go ahead.
Hashtad Amar Rabbi Yanai, Mali Hain, Mali Dmehen, Mali Dmehen, Mali Hain.
Mali Dmehen, Mali Hain, Nami Amrinen. What's that talking about? Mexicaribis. Let's say I give a guy $100. I said I want in January. I said in June I want fruit back worth $100. When June comes, he gives me $100 worth of $110 worth of fruit. That's okay if he gives me the fruit. What happens if the fruit are not available? But the fruit at that time is worth $110. Can he give me $110? So most Amoraim say no, because that looks like ribis. Because I gave him 100, I get 110 back. The second sheet, the Rabbi Yanai says, what's the difference? What does he say? Mali hein, mali demand. Mali demand, mali hein, name amrino. What's the difference between the money and the fruit? Rabbi Yonai says it's always okay. There's never a problem in Mexico ribis. Okay? But what do you see in that expression? What did he say first? Mali hein. Which is more simple? Which would look, which looks like more ribis? Which you think is more mutter? Giving me the fruit or giving me the money? The fruit. So the fruit comes first. So therefore Tulsa says, you see that in Shas. What should it have mentioned first? The more mammon, right? Should have mentioned mammon first. Because mammon is what? Mali chava begufa, mali chava b'mamono. Should have mentioned that first. That's more pashut. So what's the answer? Go ahead, Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar, the chavala sheikha begufa tvei.
So what's Tosa saying? What's Tosa saying here, guys? I'll be svar. I want you guys to think. What's going on in Tosfos? It's Eilis v'chabalos. It's chavo begufo, chavo b'mamono. Is that correct? So what did he think in the kasha? What did he think in the teretz? You guys tell me. What did he think in the kasha? Why did he think mamono should be put place there? Why do you think it's more pashut to Tisus that mamono should be placed there? What do you think? Why mamono? Why is mamono better there? What do you think?
We have the pasuk.
What'd you say?
We have the pasuk to back up.
But it says mali chavo begufo, mali chavo be mamono. Why is chavo more shaykh by mamono?
Because
that's not what Tisus says. It's not based on the pasuk. Not based on the pasuk. Why is that one? Why is you shouldn't have mentioned that first? Right? Why do you think so? Mention that first and then the second one. Second, what do you think the answer is? Because why? What is the statement? Xalus v'chabalos. So it should say, Mali what? Chava mamono. That's why, Johnny. Let's get that down. What does it say? Xalus v'chabalos. So which expression should be described first? Xalus. Should be Mali chava mamono and then gufo. Correct? Isn't that the phrase? Xalus v'chabalos? That's in the Mishnah. So from that perspective, what should be first? Mali chava mamono. So what's Tosis' answer? What is Tosis' answer? He says that that's wrong. The word chabalah, striking, makes more sense. What? When it comes to hitting someone in the shoulder, hitting a human being, not striking his property. That's what he means, chabalah shach begufo more. It's pshita that it mentions it first. That's what the Tisus answer is, okay? So we got that. So whatever is more pushed in the phraseology should be mentioned first. Even though, what's the statement? What's the statement? Gezelus v'chabalos. So it should have said mali chaval what? Chaval mamono, then mali chaval gufo. No, but chaval is shaykh more to human beings than to what? Than to the actual statement of what? The actual statement of someone's property getting damaged. Okay? Everyone got that? That's a pshat in the Tisus, okay? But the expression mali gufo, whatever, when you have mali mali, the first statement that's mentioned is always the more pashut one. Okay? Yeah, Johnny.
The reason why I feel it's going on the pasuk, because mali chova, the whole statement mali chova begufo, mali chova mono, is going on what we just said about the source, about the pasuk we just said in the Gemara.
No, it's not. It says Gzelus Tichsiv Nikra Bal Baiselus Chabalos Mali Chava Begufo Mali Chava Bamamono. It's just commenting on Chabalos. That's all. It's commenting on Chabalos. That phrase is commenting on Chabalos. Right? That phrase is commenting on Chabalos. Gzelus is from a pasuk. What is Chabalos? Svar. Right?
Right.
So when you describe the Chabalos, what you're saying also, is basically what I'm saying too. It says Gzelus Chabalos. Gemara dealt with Gzelus first, based on the pasuk. That's the more what? That's the more pasuk.
Right, because that's a pasuk.
Okay, but it's also the first one in the statement. What is the statement first in the Mishnah? Gzelus v'Chabalos. That's why the Gemara quoted the pasuk first. We're saying the same thing.
But, no, just because it's Pal in the Mishnah doesn't mean it's more Pashut. I don't know.
I understand. I'm saying, but it was analyzed in the statement in the Gemara like that. Gzelus and then Chabalus. So therefore, since it says Gzelus and it quotes a Pasuk, so you're right, that's more Pashut, but also that was the first statement mentioned. Because maybe it's a Pasuk, it's more Pashut. Then he says the expression Chabalah, though, fits better human beings. That's Tysus Teretz. Okay? That's Tysus Teretz. Okay. Yeah, Jeremy, real quick.
Just quickly, I guess similar to what you said, we're not talking about Gezeilot at all here. Or we're just in the category of Chabalah.
So that's correct.
So that's why I understand the answer to this, but I don't understand where the question starts.
Right, so that's what Johnny's saying. Yeah. What I'm saying is that the statement first that was mentioned was Gezeilot, and Johnny's saying that was from a Pusik. So it's from a Pusik, it would seem more Pusik to the Gemara, and also from the Mishnah it was mentioned first. So when you say the expression, it should have said Mali Chaval Mamono, Mali Chaval Begufo. From the fact it was a Pusik and was mentioned first. Even though you're making a great comment, we're on the topic of Chabalos. We're not on it. We're past it already. But the Gemara, when it's describing it, is saying that there's a combination between the two. So when you mention the combination between the two, mention Gzeilus first. The answer is the word Chabalah fits what? Fits hitting a human being rather than striking your money. Okay? That's a shot in the dice. Okay. Very good, guys. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Let's see the Gemara Ulamai. Okay? Ulamai. What do you say, Yosef? Go ahead. Ulamai. Guys, look inside the Gemara. Okay? Ulamai. What do you say? Ulamai. It's the beginning of the line. Go ahead. Yesterday we said that Dini Mamunus is Gzeilus Chabalus Noan Bezim and Bez. We said that Dini Mamunus is Gzeilus Chabalus and Aldalus Vavalus No. Okay? The Gemara says Ulamai. It's the beginning of the line, about 8 lines from the bottom. Ulamai. You got it? All right. Ulamai. Let's go. Let's get it. Here. Ulamai. You have it in the Gemara here? Ulamai, right here. Okay? Go ahead.
Ulamai, Ilema, Zaluba, Inan, Shlosh. Bamar Rabbi Avahu Shnaim Shadanu Dinei Mamono L'Divrei Hakol In Dinei Din.
What difference is Gzeilus Chabalos over Hodas Vavos? Gzeilus Chabalos you require 3, and for Hodas Vavos you don't require 3. Rabbo says it's wrong. It says everyone says Ein Dinei Din. So you see that you need to have 3. Ella
Deloba Inan
Mumchen. We don't require Mumchen. So that means 3 experts are required for Gzeilus Chabalos, not for Hodas Vavos. Go ahead, Micah Sover,
Ikasover, Iruv Parshiot, Katuv Kan Liboi Nami Mumchen.
If you require Parshis, you require Mumchen. Okay, guys, let's get this now. What is the concept of Eruv Parshis? Okay? What is the concept of Eruv Parshis? We're going to start with Rashi Shita. Let's see if we have time today because it's already late to get to the other 2 shittas. I'm not sure we're going to have time today. Okay? But what is Erev Parshis? You know, we say every morning, Rabbi Shmuel Lomer Yud Gimel Midos. Kal V'chomer, Jereshava, Bidinav. There are different types of Yud Gimel Midos. Hekesh, we don't say Hekesh in there, but Hekesh is like that. This is also a type of hermeneutic, a type of Midin. Rashi says here, okay, I gave you specifically to look at that Rashi. Rashi says that it says in the Chumash, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Perikov Beis, the exact Pusik is Pusik Ches, in the Parsh of Shomrim, which is Gzeilus, a Shomer Chinim that has an object stolen, is a din of what? The din of Gzeilus. What does it say? It says the word Kihuzeh. What does the phrase Kihuzeh mean? This, but not that. I admit to 50, I deny the other 50. Motive b'mixus is chai v'shvua by loans. Someone claims $100 from me, I'm motive to 50, I deny the other 50, I'm chai v'shvua. That's the phrase ki huzeh. Ki huzeh means this, but not that. Rashi says, you take that din of ki huzeh, which appears where, we said? What parsha? Shomron, which is Gzeilus, and uproot it, and take it where? To later in that same parak, get down the Pusik Chof Dalet in Kesef Talvet. Pusik Chof Dalet. Shomron is Pusik Vav to Pusik Tes, to Pusik Ches, Vav to Ches, and Halva, Yonah, is where? Chof Dalet. Rashi says, By halva, moda b'miksas. By halva, moda b'miksas is chayiv shvua. Moda b'miksas is chayiv shvua d'yoraisa. By halva. What about by shomrim or exhalus? What's the din? You're chayiv shvua by kofrakol and moda b'miksas. Okay? This is according to the man number Erev Parshas. By Gzelus, which is the same thing as Shomrim, same word, because Toin Tanis Kanav is the same thing as Shomrim. What's the din? You are going to be Chayev Shua by both. Chayev Shua by both. By Motiv and Miksas. And what else? Kofur Hakol. Both. If you deny the whole thing. By Halva, only Motiv Miksas, Kofur Hakol, you are Putter. Now, what is the reason, guys? What motivated Rashi to say this? Jeremy, what motivated Rashi to say this? What did Rashi say? When I lend money to a guy, am I doing a guy a favor? Yes or no? What phrase did Rashi say? Gimel uschesed. If a guy has the chutzpah to say, I say, Eldi, give me $100 I lent you. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. That's such a chutzpah. Here I lent him $100. It must be when he denies the whole thing, he's telling me the truth. Chazaka ain't under mayas punakathay bachalva. So what does that mean? That means kofar akol, the din is what? The din is that you will be putter. You can walk right out. You are putter minatari. You have to take a hesis like we learned yesterday. By shomrim be chayiv shvua by both. Chayiv, chayiv. Okay? Meaning there's a split. Kiyu says a split. Motiv mixes chayiv, kofar akol putter. That's only where you're to get it down. That's only where, what Parsha? You're ochre it from the Parsha of Shomrim and put it where? In Halva. Whereas by Shomrim, there is no split. You're chayiv by both. And the Svara is because you're gomel chesed with the guy. And if the guy would be, he never would have the chutzpah to lie. He must be telling the truth. That's what Rashi says. In fact, the truth of the matter is, I gave you the Tais HaRosh. The Tais HaRosh doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because why do you call it Erev? Erev means mixing. What should it really be called? It should be called Oker. Call it Iker Parshios. Ikur. That's what the Tais HaRosh asks. Okay? It's a very strong kasha. Now, if you hold Erev Parshios, Yosef, what does the Gemara say? That what? Then you should require Mumchen by both. Yes? Now let me ask you, let's get Rashi's Shita completely clear, guys. Number two. This is Rashi. What happens if you hold Ein Erev Parshios? What's the din? What does Ein Erev Parshios mean, according to Rashi? You guys tell me, go ahead, Zach.
I mean, you wouldn't need to judge.
But what does it mean, though?
You don't
uproot it. So you don't uproot it. So if you don't uproot it, what's your result going to be? What's your result going to be? What would I think? I would think that motiv miksas is chayiv by shomrim, kofra kol putter. Keep the split by shomrim. What's going to be by motiv miksas? What's going to be by halva? What would you think?
Chayiv always.
Excellent, Ari. But Tosis and Baba Kama writes, please get it down. Tosis and Baba Kama writes, he says, I want you to know something. He says the following. He says, and this is an important chiddush, okay? He points this out. This is a tremendous chiddush, okay? If you hold Ein Erev Parshios saying, the Taisa says, there's a mematzinu that we learn out from Pikaron. There's a mematzinu that we learn out from Pikaron. You know what a mematzinu is?
Binyanav,
same thing. Meaning to say, Ari, all over Shas, everyone knows what a mix is as Chayav Shvua by Halva and Kofar Kol Putter. But if you hold Ein Erev Parshios saying, Ari says there should be no distinction by Halva, right? We can't live with that. So you'll take a Binyan Av, meaning which is expand the din, a Mematzin, from Pikaron, not based on Erev Parshios, because this sheet holds Ein Erev Parshios, but based on a what? Based on a Mematzinu, we will say what? We will say that the split exists by both. The split exists by both. Moda b'miksas chayiv. I'm going to write it down. Moda b'miksas is chayiv. I'm going to write down for both. Chayiv, both for halva and for what? Pikado. Kofar akol will be what? Will be pater. Does everyone chap that? Based on what though? I'm going to write binyan a me matzinu. Me matzinu. Me what? Me pikadon le halva. But, Ari, the requirement of three judges in mumchen stays where? The requirement for three judges in mumchen stays where? Stays in shomer. Stays in shomer. Achein, shlosha, umumchen, rak, bishomer, which is the same thing as gzeilus. Okay? Read that in the Gemara, Yosef. Go ahead and read the next line. Micah Sover again. Micah Sover.
Micah Sover, Ika Sover, Iruv Parshiot, Katuv, Kan, Libai, Nami, Mumchen.
Ah, Vika Sover.
Ika Sover, In Iruv Parshiot, Katuv, Kan, Shlosha, Lamali.
Ika Sover, Ein Perishka, Katuv, Kan, right? Shlosha, Lamali. There it is, right? Why do you need three? Because you keep three in Mumchen by Shomrin. You understand? You don't need it by Zeilus and Chabalas. This is Shittas Rashi on Erev Parshas. You guys got to know this. Uri Klor?
No, the last part.
Okay, if you hold Ein Erev Parshas, means you keep the Pasuk by Shomer. But then how do you have the same split by Hava? You learn that from the Nematzinu. You expand from Pikaron, that same split, to also Hava. But the requirement of Shlosh and Mumchen, that stays only by Shomer. You don't transfer that. You got me?
Yeah, so what was that, the last part about not...
So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if you hold Ein Erev Parshas Kan, why didn't you Shlosh? By Haldos Vavos. Gemara's talking about Haldos Vavos. Gemara's talking about Haldos Vavos. Excellent. Oh. Now listen to the next Nakuda, guys. This is Geschmack. Okay? Tysus and Baba Kama is bothered by another Kasha Rashi. What premise in our Gemara did the Gemara always go with? What premise did our Gemara always go with? That you always need three for what? For what? Gzeilus, Mechabolus. That was a premise. The whole pilpul in this Gemara is exactly what we said. What is different about Haldos Vavos? But three never was challenged. Let me ask you a kasha. If you hold like Rashi, Erev Parshias, get this next to Kuda. Tosus asks, if you hold Erev Parshias, means you're not Kira. So why do you need three by Xenos Chabos? The Gemara by us assumed that was a Dover Parshat. Pinchas, you got me? The Gemara assumes by us that three by Xenos Chabos is never in jeopardy. You always require. But if you hold like Rashi, Erev Parshias, what does that mean? That means you're okerit. The three Elohims that appear by Xenos Chabalos, you should be okerit Talvah. So why would you need three by Xenos Chabalos? And the Gemara says that's a premise that everyone accepts. You got that second Kasha on Rashi? How do we answer that? First Kasha we already answered based on that Nematzinu. You know what Tysus, I'm going to read you the Lashon of Tysus. Tysus says, the Kasha... We don't uproot it completely, but I thought Rashi's an ochre man. Says Tosus Miu Yesh Lichos Linin Motiv Mixus Tika Taima Akrina Lemi Bikodon Lagamri Avalin Shloshu Mumchin Leka Taima Koya Tavayo Atavayo Koya Tavayo. What's Tysus say? Ellie, you got me? What's Tosus? You got the kasha? The kasha is if you hold back to Erev Parshas, that shita. What does Rashi say Erev Parshas means? It means oker. If you're oker, then you should be oker the requirement of three from what? Xelus and Chabalos, which is by what? Shomer, same thing, and oker that talva. Why do you need three for Xelus and Chabalos? But the Gemara said that's a premise. Everyone accepts three by Xelus and Chabalos. You hear the kasha? So Tosis gives the following answer. What's the reason why we uprooted the split from Shomrim to Havos? Because it was a Svara. What was a Svara? What was a Svara? Because people will not what? Lie in the guy's face. So that means Motiv mixes Chayavishua. Kofrako will be butter. So that split was a good Svara to switch it from what? From Shomrim to Havah. Because he didn't do me a favor by Havah. In fact, what? In fact, if anything, I'm doing him a favor. I watched the object for him, right? By Havah, I lent the guy money. So the split makes sense to uproot. There's no reason to uproot three and Mumchim from Xalus and Kabbalahs. Keep it, it exists by both. So Rashi will say that it's Akira only by what? It's only an ochre by what din? By the halacha mona mitzvah being chayv, kofra kol being putter, meaning the split. But regarding the halacha of shlosha and what mumchin, that he'll call what? Iruv, meaning that'll be equator. So that's, I would answer Tosa Rosh's kasha. Tosa Rosh asks, oh Rashi, why you call it Iruv? It should be called Akira. Rashi will say back, I'm sorry, Tosa Rosh. You're right, it's an Akira vis-a-vis the din of splitting between mona mitzvah and kofra kol. But regarding the din of three and mumchin, it's an equator. It's an equator. It's a mixer. Eruv Parshis is good. The expression is good. That's how I would answer the Taisa Rosh's kasha. Everyone got that, Clark? Zach, you got this? Yona, you got this? Please get it down. That's Sheepish Rosh. Yes, sir.
How can you use the same pasuk phrase to mean two completely different?
Because we're good kasha. We're bringing the element of svara to it. That's why. You can use a drasha with an element of svara too. When you bring in the element of svara, I'll uproot it regarding the split of bona mixco for a kol, but I'm going to be equitable. I'm going to equate the two when it comes to something that's not based on svara. Rashi is using the element of svara here. Okay? This is Rashi Shita when it comes to Eruv Parshis. We got this, Klor? Everyone got it, Klor? This is the sheet that holds Eruv Parshis. This is the sheet that holds. You've got to get these two Nakudas. And that answers that kasha, Daniel. I was bothered by you and Seder. Tosis is bothered. I said to Daniel, what, is it possible that Motiv mixes by Havah is not Chayav Shvuah? But if you hold Akira, you hold Akira. That means halacha lemaisa, you split it. Right? That means you split it. So if you hold Ein Eruv Parshis saying, that means the whole split is only kept by Shomrim, like you said, Ari, so nicely. But by Havah, both will be chayv. That's nuts. No. You have a mematzinu. That's what Taisus brought up, the mematzinu. It's not shaykh to say that both motor mixes kofra kol by Havah be chayv. You have to make that split. And we make the split by Havah because we learn out a mematzinu from Pikon Lahavah. Okay? This is Shitas Rashi. Stephen, you got it, Clor? That's Shitas Rashi. Gabi, clear? You got to get this. Very important. That's the Rashi that I gave you specifically, and the two Nakudas of Taisa Babakam. It's a big, long Taisa. Okay, so if you didn't see it now, I'll show you the line specifically in Seder tomorrow if you want to see that. Okay, now I want to say over now two other Shitas in the Rishonim before we start. We got to get started to Taisa, okay? There are two other Shitas in Rishonim about this topic called Eruv Parshisei, okay? The next sheet is the Riva that Tosis quotes in Baba Kama. The Riva has a very unique opinion, okay? The Riva claims the following, that Eruv Parshia is not an Akira, but rather, halacha lemaisa, it's basically an equator, if that's the word, the equator, okay? It's an equator between the two topics. No, exactly the same. You need a kfir and you need a what? A hodah, by both. By both Havah and Shomrim. But there is one difference. And the difference is as follows. And that is, there are certain tainas by Shomrim that don't exist by Havah. For example, it was Geneva, or it was an onus. If you're a Shomer Chinim, you're only chayv in what? If you're a Shomer Chinim, you're only chayv in what?
Negligence.
And Geneva and Onus I'm pata from. So according to the Riva, Halach Lamaisa, he wants to claim that there is a difference in the case of Nemsu, you are going to what? You're also going to be Chayav Shvuah. So let's get the Shita. Riva. Plug it in. Eruv Parshis. Again, guys, these are two Shitas in Shas. You have a Rishon. It's got to be able to be Mazda with both Shitas. Rashi, we did. Erev Parshas and Erev Parshas. Let's do Rivon now. Erev Parshas. You know what it means? Like Ari said, equitable. Both of them need Kfira and Hodah. You need a Kfira and you need a Hodah to be Chayav Shvuah. Do you guys understand what that means? That's a short way of saying Motah B'Mixus. Motah B'Mixus is a Motah B'Mixus and a Kfira B'Mixus. You're Chayav Shvuah. Kol for a kol will be what? Will be putter. So kfira v'hodah, meaning you need a kfira and you need a hodah, you're chai v'shvua. That's another word saying motive and mixus. Motive and mixus is the same thing as saying that. You're chai v'shvua, kol for a kol will be putter by both. This is both by halva, and also what else? Halva and gzelus, by both. You follow me? Equitable. Everything's equitable. Everything's equitable. Up till this point, it looks exactly like Rashi, no? Do you guys agree to that? Does that look exactly the same or not? No, it's not at all the same. No, because Rashi said, by Alvah, bone mixes chayef, kofar kol's potter. But here he said both are chayef when it came to what? Remember he said that? When it came to Shomrim. So they're not at all the same. But there's also one addition that I want to point out. And that is when you say Nensu. What's the halacha of Nensu? There's a taina of Shomrim. If you say Nensu or Geneva, taina Geneva or Onis, what's the din? Chayev Shvua Gam Bekofer Hakol. Gam Bekofer Hakol. Everyone got that? Meaning, I thought everything had to be equitable. You're right, you need a kfir b'mixus, you need a mahodah b'mixus. But there is a type of taina, a taina of shomrim, that doesn't exist by halva, that'll be chayv even if it's kofar kol. Do you follow what I'm saying? Even if it's kofar kol. Beli what? I'm going to write that down. Beli hodah b'mixus. Okay? So what's the difference between Rashi and the Rival? What's the difference between Rashi and Riva? Halach lamaisa. What do you say? What's the difference between Rashi and Riva? Halach lamaisa. Because he said both are kol. Let's say you deny an animal. What'll be the din? If you deny an animal, you're giving an animal a watch. You deny it and say, I never had it before in my life. What's the din according to Rashi? According to Rashi, you'll be what? You'll be chayv. Chayev, by Shomer. According to the Rival, will you be Chayev? No, because you need a water, kfir and a hodah. There's no hodah. Where will you be Chayev, though, the Rival says? In a case of what? When you say what? When you say Nensu. When you say Nensu, you'll be Chayev. When you say Nensu, you'll be Chayev. It's a special din. You'll be Chayev even without hodah, because that's a taina of Shomer. Taina, shell, Shomer. That's a taina of Shomer. Okay? This shita is exactly the shita of who? The Chiddushi Aran that I gave you. What's the lashon of the Chiddushi Aran, guys? Chiddushi Aran says exactly like this Rival. He says a beautiful lashon. And he says, Elohachi Perusha, Mandamere Parshas, Rila Parshas Shomer, Ike Shnei Chiyuvia Shvuas. Achas Toin Danis Ganav. So there it is. Okay? So this is the Rival's opinion. Yes, Uri?
How can you be kofar b'kol and yet claim geneva? Because that means that you got the
idea. No. What I mean to say is kofar b'kol in the sense that you don't have to pay. That's what I mean. I mean, kofar kol in the sense that there's no hodah. You admitted that what? You got the animal, but you're not going to have to pay a thing because it was stolen or lost.
I'm just saying butter.
Right. I'm saying it's a taina of kofar kol in the sense I don't have to pay anything. Not in the sense I never got the animal. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
So what do you mean kofar
on? No. What I'm saying to you is that the whole sheet of the rival is what? You need a hodah, but mixes a kfir mix all the time. But there's one exception. that if you use a taina of shomrin, a genre of a shomrin dikataina, if it's a shomrin dikataina, it doesn't require a hodah. You follow me, Uri? That's the chiddush of the Rivah. It's a shomrin dikataina. What do I mean? Because it's onus, like you said nicely. I'm not denying it to the animal, I'm saying I'm putter from pain. So that's what I wrote, the legal hodah mixes. When I mean kofra kol in this case, I don't mean that I'm denying I got the animal, I'm denying I don't have to pay anything. Yes, you are chayiv shul. Yes, chayiv rov, chayiv shul. Clear? Plug in enei rav parshas hein. Plug in enei rav parshas hein. What do you say, guys? What do you say? What's enei rav parshas hein according to the Rivah? What is enei rav parshas hein? This is the same as Rashi. It's exactly kamo Rashi. What does it mean? Keep everything by what? What do you do? Keep everything by shomer. What does that mean, you keep everything by shomer? What does that mean, guys? You keep everything by shomer. The split between what? Motor mixes kofra kol, you keep by what? You only say it by what?
Shomer.
You only say it by shomer. What about by halvah? We also have it based on what? Amen? Matzinu. So it comes out that it's exactly the same. Enei rav parshas hein is the exact same thing as Rashi.
Can you explain the Meh Matzinu again?
The Meh Matzinu, Johnny, we said already before that it's a binyan av.
With what? Which one?
This distinction between motive and mixes and kofra kol. The motive mixes is chayiv. And kofra kol is pater, which you find by pikadon, you expand to avah. That's what we wrote in Taisus.
Pikadon, you're chayav shvua both times.
No, not if you hold enei rav parshas hein. Enei rav parshas hein, meaning the split stays in shomrim. Ki huzeh. Motiv mixes is chayav, and kofra kol is pater.
Where is like Rashi getting this from? Like, he doesn't say this.
I said, that's the Taisa we did in Bava Kama. I said,
so this is the Taisa Bava Kama.
Okay. Yeah, Taisa Bava Kama's Nakuda. That it's a Meh Matzinu. That's what I said to Daniel. Motive mixes by Havah won't be Chayav Shvua, and Kofra Kol and Pata, that's an accepted din in Shas. Where'd it come from? There's a Meh Matzinu out there, a Binyan Av. Even though the split is only found by Shomrim, you expand it to Havah. That's exactly what the Rivah will say. Okay, we got to move on. That's three. Let's go to three now, Rabbeinu Tam. There's a third sheet in Rishonim. Okay? Ben, you got me? Okay, there's a third sheet in Rishonim. The third sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. The third sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? What's that clear? You got that? I mean, we said that a while ago.
The Binyan Av, you go over.
The Binyan Av. Okay, we said that. That was within Rashi. Within the sheet of Enei rav parshas. That's why I said it was so bothered by it, because if you take Enei rav parshas literally, that means there's no difference between Motiv mixes kofra kol with Havah. That's crazy. No, there is a difference based on a binyan av.
Okay? Enei rav parshas, whether you learn Akira or...
Within Enei rav parshas, I said that.
Just a question outside. Enei rav parshas, is it a din in how you learn Enei rav parshas in general, or just dafka this case, are the Rishonim arguing about whether...
They're arguing by this. This is the only time, I think, in Shas that this phrase comes up.
Oh, really?
Erev Parshas, yes. This type of hermeneutic. Okay? So there's a three sheet that's been shown how we plug it in. So let's get to Rabbeinu Tam now. It's late. Okay, we got this? Yeah? Third sheet now, Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says like this. Amazing. He also says Erev Parshas, a lot like the Rivah, is equitable. Real equitable. Real equitable, like squared, cubed, Eruv underlined 10, 20 times, like an Eruv of a community. It's mamish equitable. What do I mean to say? What I mean to say is that kofra kol is potter, motive and mixes is chayiv. Yes? Kofra kol is potter, motive mixes is chayiv, both by halval. Okay? Again, let's write down.
Motive.
Shua, always Shua. Shua D'Oraisa, with the Kitas Chafetz. Motiv mixes Chayiv, Kofra Kol Pater. You always need both. In order to be Chayiv, you need a Shtikl Kfir, a Shtikl Modah. That's what Motiv mixes is. This is both by Halva and what? Both by Alvoy and what else? And Gizelu. Yes? But I want to tell you one thing. What is the time of Shomrim? What do we say? Gnaver Onis? You know what he requires? He requires three things. Three animals. He requires a kfira, a hodot, and also an onus animal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he says, I disagree with you, Rival. You said that you be chayav a shvu with a taina of the genre of shomrim, a shomrim taina? It doesn't need any hodot? I disagree with you, Uri, says the Rabbeinu Tam. You need to have an element of what? How are we going to write this? You need hodot b'mixus, you need hodot, you need kfira, and you need a taina of what? Taina of onsen, or you could say gneva too as well. A taina of shmira. So you're always going to need shlosha behemis. One animal. I come to the deal, say, give me the three animals I gave you. He says, Rabbi, one of them was an accident. One of them I admit to you, and the other one I what? I deny. That's the only time you'll have a shvuah. Because he holds Erev is cubed. Cubed. It's mamish equitable. If it's equitable, you need to have what? You need to have all the time kfira and hodah to generate a shvuah. Even on a time of shom. Even on a time of shom. So he says, in that case, Lamaisa, he says, Sholosh Behemis, this is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. You guys got this? So what's going to be the din? What's going to be the halacha? If I come over to Daniel and I say, give me my behema, he says, Rabbi, there was an onus. Is there a shvur or not? According to Riva, Erev Parshish, yes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, forget about it. Why? Because there's no kfira, there's no hodah. That's why I say it's square or cube. Because Erev Parshish, to generate a shvur, you always need kfira, Jeremy. You always need hodah. You got this? That's why I say it's like it's square or cubed. Because it's mamish equating the two mamish. What's the sheet according to Rabbeinu Tam? Ain Erev Parshis? Same thing. Same thing. Ain Erev Parshis? Same thing as Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Kamal Rashi, the Rivon. There's no machlokas within the sheet of Ain Erev Parshis. The whole machlokas is within the sheet of Erev Parshis. That's the whole machlokas. That's the sheet of what? Of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Stephen, go ahead. What do you say?
So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you need both some kfira and some hodah in order to make a shvuah?
Even when you make a shomer dikatayna, where you say, I got the animals on, you always need that. Because you know why, Stephen? Erev Parshas means equitable. We learn ki huzeh all the time. And there always needs to be that kfira and hodah, because Erev Parshas means you equate to you, not that you're oker anything. You're not oker anything. So according to Rashi, in Shomrim Rechayim by both, Motim Mitzvahs and Kofra Kol. There's no difference, because you were ochre everything. So the split's only by Halva, not by Shomrim. But according to the Rival and Rabbeinu Tam, Erev means equating the two. The split stays. By Shomrim, you also apply it to Halva. You follow me? But what I mean to say is that it's Mamish Kura Cube, because he always insists on Kfir No Dal, the Rabbeinu Tam, even when you're making a Shomer Dikatayim. Okay? I want you guys to get this clear. These are the three sheetahs in Rishonim. As to plug in the Gemara, Erev Parshas and Erev Parshas. Okay, we got it? Ben Klor. This is a big, long Taisis. Okay, it's like we did the whole Taisis now in Baba Kama. Akuv Zayin. Okay? This is, Johnny brought it up, Erev Parshas only comes up here, if I'm not mistaken. That phraseology. It's a type of Midas. When you say Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, we should ask the guy, why is Erev Parshas not in there? Okay? Because it's unique time. It's only mentioned here. Okay, we got this? All right. Yosef, let's start the Taisis, okay? Go ahead. We'll pick it up from where you left off here. But we got to clear that. That's the shot. Okay? Pinchas clear? Erev Parshas. Three sheetahs in Rishonim. What it means, Erev Parshas. Go ahead. Divyakol.
Divyakol, India.
Okay, before you go on, I also want to mention that the Rival. I did mention the Rivaz, and the truth is, Stephen, I'm glad you brought this up. According to the Rivaz and Rabbeinu Tam, they don't use Rashi's Svar. What was Rashi's Svar? What was Rashi's Svar? To do Akira? You guys tell me. What phrase did he use? Gimelus? Chasadim. right? And therefore, if I'm kofra kol by a loan, I must be telling the truth, right? Moda mixes chayav shu kofra kol now, right, Ben? I'm going to write, you know what it's called? Asolo tovo. That's the way Rashi calls it. Let's write it here. Asolo tovo. That's how Rashi goes with it. The Riva and the Rabbeinu Tam Poshep Shat don't go with that. They have a different svara called Makir Bishkaro. What does Makir Bishkaro mean? What does Makir Bishkaro mean? Not that he did a chesed. I mean, I can't believe I lend Ellie $100. Ellie, you say to me, Rebbe, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, how can you do such a thing? Lie in my face. You know that I know you're lying. You know the whole thing's a joke, right? But I know that you're. I know that he's lying. How could he do that? I mean, you know that? You have to be a real, real, real low person to lie in someone's face, and you know the guy knows you're lying. If Ellie's saying it, must be telling the truth. It has nothing to do with the fact I did him a chesed. It has to do with what we call makir bishkaro. Makir bishkaro. So what does that mean? So that means beferish. If you say makir bishkaro, he doesn't deal with this. Therefore, makir bishkaro. What does makir bishkaro mean, Stephen? Can that apply to both realms? Of course. See, doing chesed, you only find by the loan. You don't find by the deposit. If anything, I did him a favor by watching the thing. But if the issue of recognizing a lie, that can apply in both. Ellie, did I give you the animal to watch? Did I lend you the money? If it's an issue of recognizing a lie in the guy's face, then that applies to both svaras. That's why they equate the two. You follow me? That's why they make the split by both. Both by halva, both by pikon. Uri, you got that? Because they utilize a different svara. You got to get that. I'm glad I didn't forget it. Makir bishkar. Rashi works with the notion of asa lo tova. I did him a chesed. Chesed's only by halva, not by pikon. If I cared by pikon, I'm the one who did him a favor by watching it. But if it's makir bishkar, it applies to both. If it's kofra kol, then for sure I'm telling the truth. The guy looking right at me. Motive and mix is shechayiv. Because I'm mud a little bit. I didn't deny the whole thing, so I have to take a shoe on the other part. Everyone got that quote? So this is fundamental, guys. I want you to chazard over tomorrow, okay? Just, Yosef, read the first line, and then we'll continue tomorrow. What's the first line of the Taisus? Go ahead, Divri Hakol.
Divri Hakol, Ein Tan and Din. Derebi Avahu, Derebi Avahu, Parif, Deshmol.
Shmuel v'Amaroi.
Bishar Amaroi.
Bishar Amaroi. Savrei.
Savrei dinan
din. Oh, what was Gemara's kasha? What was Gemara's kasha, Daniel? Gzeilos v'Avolos require what? Three. Hodos v'Avolos don't require three. But that's against Rabbi Abol. Rabbi Abol's in the beginning of the Gemara. And then Rabbi Abol made another comment. What's the other comment? Everyone holds shtayim shedonu dinam ein dinam din. You need three dinam, not two. That's a stira within Rabbi Avol. Because there are other Amoraim that say two is enough. Shmuel and other Amoraim. So Tosas is pointing out when the Gemara asked that Kasha, it was asking a stira within Rabbi Avol. You follow what I'm saying? It's not a Kasha Lamaisa that we accepted everyone in the world holds Shnaim Shadrim and Dinam did. Rabbi Avol holds that. That's a stira to Rabbi Avol, what he said earlier. Because Rabbi Avol is the one who said earlier, because Yisrael Avol has three, Haldos Avols. Don't have three. If you assume that's the difference between the two. And that's what the first thing, Lamai, the Gemara tried, right? Then the Gemara went to Mumchen, right? There are two things the Gemara tried, either the number or the quality of Dayanim. So Tosas is pointing out it's a stira through Rabbi Abol. Because other Maram say, Shaim Shadonu is good. Okay? Now, did most guys get through the Tosas? We're going to go through it tomorrow in Shir. But I want to try to finish it. So we got to know a core. We're going to move through it. So we'll go over and I'll give you other Mara Makayis. Okay, have a wonderful day. And Chazar over the sheet, the Shel Eir Parshas. Okay, who wants to down for the Yomim?